Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. It's Monday. Glory to God, and it's time for the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Father, we thank You today, and we bless and praise the name of Jesus. We activate our covenant today, the covenant of healing, the covenant of life, the covenant of life more abundantly. And we thank You for it. We give You praise and honor. And once again, we have a covenant with our God for revelation from on high. Because You said You would do it, and that's good enough for us. We receive it, we thank You for it, and we praise You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, give Him praise. Glory to God. Thank You, Lord Jesus. And once again, would you join me in welcoming Professor Greg Stevens to this broadcast?
Thank you. It's an honor.
And I don't like to brag on him too much, you know, but yeah, I do. I really do. I didn't mention his doctorate, and, you know, so Dr. Professor Greg Stevens, welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Praise God.
I'm a disciple of Jesus.
Yes, I am too.
Everything else is just commentary.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know what? I learned a long time ago. You can take that diploma. Mm-hmm. And about a dollar and a half, and you can get a cup of coffee.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. But it's an earned doctorate, and
yes,
I wanted to recognize
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Thank
for
you
for it, man. Praise God forevermore. You know where to open your Bibles. The book of Ephesians, of course. This book of Ephesians. Hey, how long does it take to read six chapters? You can read this for a long time, at the Lord's encouragement. I read 1 John every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, until I believed the love, you know? But that's the way you do covenant, and it has to be activated.
Yes, sir.
It isn't enough just to know about it. It isn't enough to believe it. It has to go into action. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Putting our healing covenant into action. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. Remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision, or a blood covenant in the blood of animals in the beginning, and then the blood of a man, which was Abram, changed his name to Abraham, God putting that H in the middle of that name is Hashem. He's in covenant with
or
him.
Or Yod Heh Vav Heh.
Oh, yeah.
The Hay is in there.
Hay is in there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Oh, and that's the name.
That's the name.
Oh, son.
In Abraham's name.
That's the name.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's
and
it.
So now, here's the good thing about that. You ready to shout? If you're in Abraham, and you are,
yes,
because of Jesus, you have the name in you.
That's what got to me in Philippians chapter 2.
Mm.
Let's turn over there.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go over there. This is, oh, man. The reason I don't attempt to pronounce that name. The absolute correct pronunciation of it, and I want you to comment more about this because you know far more about it than I do. Somewhere in ages past had been lost.
Yes, sir.
And it's such a holy name. Such a holy name. It is in reality no more holy than Yahshua.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or in English, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yahshua HaMashiach.
Jesus the Messiah. That's what you just said.
But I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it. I mean, who am I? So I just, Yud Heh Vav Heh, I just spell it. Glory to God.
And you see it in the Bible, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D.
Yeah, that's it.
And many times we pronounce it Jehovah or Yehovah in Hebrew. Yud Heh, this, I'm doing the letters for the, it's a just the letters, Yod, Heh, Vav, and Heh. In Paleo Hebrew, now we talked about this a few weeks ago, Paleo Hebrew, which is picture symbols, not the letters, Yod is a hand, open, Yod, Hey is to behold or to see, Vav is a nail, and Hey is once again, so Yod, hand, Hey, behold the hand, behold the nail. It's pointing to one person.
Well, certainly the hand.
This is where Thomas saw his hand and he believed.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And that's what he was after.
That's exactly what he was after.
Yeah, that he needed that.
Yes, sir.
And never doubted again.
No, he did not.
That moment changed him forever.
He touched the Lordship, capital L-O-R-D, when he did that. Amen.
I saw this. Chapter 2 in the book of Philippians. And I want you to do something here that is absolutely correct as we read. Are all of you reading from the King James translation? All right, there's something you must do here. Verse 8, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him, mark out A, given him his name, Yud Heh Vav Heh. Has given him his name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, let's change. Now, don't, you can make a little note of this as you want to. Well, no, let me finish it first, and then I'll show you something. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things, beings, names in heaven, things, beings, names in earth, and things, beings, names under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Yud Heh Vav Heh to the glory of Yud Heh Vav Heh, His Father.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
God read that to me one day like that. I was, one night I went to bed and I had that name and the study of the name and the my covenant place in that name. And I just rolled over on my back and Gloria was already asleep. And I just said, Lord, teach me Yud Heh Vav Heh. I'm telling you, I shook. Tears came into my eyes. And I heard him say, I will. That was a long time ago. Having faith in that name just shot to a new height. And now it's kind of all over me right now. Just shot to a new height. When I speak that name, my lips are blessed. Ephesians chapter 2, or excuse me, Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Your name is equal to Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. By covenant of blood.
Yes, sir.
Now here, he said in John, and during the covenant meal, he said, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do.
Yes, sir.
Because I go to my Father and I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. He just got through saying, the words I speak unto you are not my own, for it's the Father that dwells within me. He does the works. And here is the greater works. It's right here. I'll read this quickly. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might in the Spirit, by his Spirit in the inner man. That his anointing, Jesus, the anointed one, may dwell in your heart by faith, by faith, by faith. Covenant faith here. Covenant partners with God. By faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend. That means may have working knowledge. With all saints, what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh himself. Glory to God. Happy ain't the word for what's happening to me right now.
Yes, sir.
And look at this. Look at this. Now unto him, here's the greater works. People have batted that around for a long time. And the Lord just spoke it to me one day. He said, Kenneth, here's the greater works. Pay attention. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the dunamis that works on the inside of him, unto him be the glory. He does a great miracle in my life. Oh, Lord. But now I can think that. I've had it happen. So it's the next going to have, somewhere is going to have to be bigger than that. There are the greater works, because it's pressing us and pressing us to come into miracles we've never seen before, Greg.
Amen. And that's how the world's going to know it. Let me go back to that prayer, that last instructions in John chapter 14. You quoted it a while ago, believeth on me that the greater works will he do. The verse right in front of it here in verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the work's sake. They're going to believe because they see the healing anointing working in your life. They you not having the flu. They see what is different about you. Well, they're going to see Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh in me being expressed.
Greg, this is real simple right here. Everybody in this room understands and has done so. Go to your airport, buy a ticket, get on an airplane, go somewhere. That's understanding. But I've gone a step further 60 years ago and learned how to fly. So I go to the airport and get in the airplane and fly myself. That's the difference between knowledge and working knowledge, comprehension. Now, when we get into that place where we have that kind, I don't think a thing in the world about going to the airplane, get in it, start it, fly it, land it. I mean, I've done it for so many years.
Second nature to you.
It is.
Yeah.
I remember when I first began to learn I'm not moved by what I see, and I thought, hey, this is the easiest thing I ever did. I've already learned that. I had to learn to believe the instruments in that airplane instead of my feelings. It took a while. But when I finally learned it, I was no longer reading those instruments one at a time. I'm sitting there, I'm looking in here, it's just the same as looking outside. I read them all, my scan is there all the time because it's just what I do. Now, I'm that way in my covenant life.
That's good.
Everything to me.
That's good.
Is a covenant. Everything. I don't think without it.
Right.
Used to, I had to draw my attention to it. But now, everything is covenant. And I see something, and I get reminded again like I did today from what's-his-name over here, our Professor Craig.
That's okay. That's all right.
Of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh.
Right.
And that faith just fires on the inside of me, man.
KCBC students ask me all the time, how do you get the stuff you get? Where do you find this stuff? And they don't realize, like you said, flying that airplane, over 25 plus years ago, my prayer every single morning, every single night when I go to sleep is, reveal yourself to me today.
Yes.
And he does.
Yes. Yes.
And so I can't go
anywhere. What'd you do? You activated that covenant.
Yeah, I can't go anywhere in the Bible without, there he is. And he'll wave at me. It's like he waves at me through the letters. Here I am. And I see him, and every time I do, it's just, oh, look at that. Oh, you're so good. And now that becomes part of me, becomes part of my arsenal to resist sickness, to resist everything that's of the curse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
I have a new arsenal. I have a new thing, a new facet of God. The seraphim are going around the throne all the time, crying, holy, 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 because they see something new they never saw before. We're going to do that through all eternity. See him.
That makes me feel like my brain is about the size of that and shrinking. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I missed my chance, man.
Yeah, I know. You had it right there.
It's organic, too.
Covenant is a positional reality, Brother Copeland.
Yeah, it is.
It's positional. And I have to take my position in that covenant. Jesus took his position.
Let me ask you something, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Come boldly to the throne of grace. And right here in the book of Ephesians. You don't think in words. You think in pictures, images.
Yes, sir.
I don't think D-O-G. Oh, that's dog. Oh, yeah. No, I just say dog. There's an image in my mind. When I said that, I think about my granddaughter Emily's Rosie, mm-hmm. is her name. And she's a little brown poodle. And Rosie's like this all the time. And I just immediately thought of that little brown poodle. Well, when I said dog, you probably thought of your dog or a dog you know. Now, when what do you think? Where do you see yourself when you come boldly to the throne of grace? Mm-hmm. You ever think about that?
Mm-mm.
For years, I was on my face.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, glory.
But one day,
okay.
I did this in my mind. I was just sitting there, and I'm come, Lord, I humble myself, and I come boldly to the throne of grace. And I just saw myself flat on the floor. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. But that was the image I had every time I prayed that. And I heard him say, Kenneth, get up from there.
Mm.
Huh? He said, in your mind, get up from there. He said, you are seated with me in heavenly places. Now come over here on my right hand and sit down. I'm at the right hand of our Father. Now you sit down here at my right hand. You have the same authority as I have. You have my name, and you have my word, and you have my Father as your Father, and my God is your God. Now, sit down here,
son. You got in there. You even got in the room because of the blood.
Yeah.
The blood is what put you in there, and now you have the name. He's given you both of those to use in the earth. It's part of your weapons.
Go ahead with it. Whatever the Lord's laid on you.
There are some... There's some hindrances to healing. I want to talk about that real quick. The word if is used 1,541 times in the King James Version of the Bible. And that's why it's talking about it being a positional reality. Satan will use the word if two times in Matthew chapter 4 talking to Jesus.
If
you are the Son of God. Mankind, the leper in Luke 5, I know you can, but if you will. So mankind has ifs with God. And the Father uses it two times in John 15 and 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Let me go over here to 2 Chronicles real quickly. Because God had an if. And that's the one I want to pay attention to.
2 Chronicles.
Chapter 7.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is huge. We need to be living in this right now.
Verse 14.
Yes, sir.
If my people that have access to the throne of grace, and right now in America, listen to this. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Notice that then will I hear from heaven and will, there's the will of God, forgive their sin and heal their land. Once again, we said it last week.
He didn't say the whole country. He just said, if my people call by my name.
Yes, sir. Will. I will do this. And it's an if. That's the if of God. And that is that if of putting ourselves in position of our covenant, staying in that position of that covenant, staying in the covenant of our land, in that position of the founders that made a covenant over this land to God. If we will stay in that position, His people, His covenant people, I'm going to heal your land. And that's a positional reality. You cannot go past the ifs. Satan's going to give you an if. You'll come up with your own if. But God's if is, if you'll do this, I will heal. And notice that again. He didn't make a distinction.
Mm-mm.
Forgive their sin and heal their land. Sin and healing, Jesus was just as easy to save somebody as it was to heal them. Didn't see a separation in the two. So healing has not been done away with.
Mm-mm.
At all. That's religious stinking thinking.
Yeah.
Has not been done away with. He often links forgiveness of sin to healing because they both came from the same source. Sin and sickness and poverty are all the three of the devil.
The woman healed of the issue of blood.
Yes, sir.
Her faith made her whole.
So you go to Mark 11, 23, 24. Her faith, what she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment.
Has faith ever been done away with?
No, sir.
Well, if it has, there's nobody born again.
That's right.
And we're out of time.
Amen.
Barbara, you did that. Come on, Jeremy, son. Thank God for it. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Papa. Now listen, healing is part of your covenant. So you have a covenant right to be healed and to live whole. But just knowing about your covenant or hoping it will happen one day is not enough. It must be activated, and your healing covenant is put into action by faith.
It's time to get out of the house and experience the power of together. August 3rd through August 8th, for our 40th Southwest Believers Convention. And this year, for the first time ever, we welcome Pastor Bill Johnson to the stage. Prepare your spirit during these 6 faith-building days with 7 powerful speakers. Because we take your health and safety very seriously, we'll be social distancing. Join us in Fort Worth, Texas for our 40th Southwest Believers Convention, August 3rd through the 8th. Together is the most powerful place to be.
Your healing from all sickness and disease, just like your salvation, is a covenant promise in Jesus Christ that you receive by faith. Discover how healing is part of the gospel of Jesus for you today in the Your Covenant of Healing package. With these two books, God's Will for Your Healing by Gloria Copeland and Healing Promises by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, you can do your own in-depth study of the Word regarding receiving your healing. Read through multiple translations of healing scriptures and plant them in your heart. Every day, take the Word of God like medicine and receive the healing that Jesus paid for at the cross. When you understand that Jesus paid for all of the curse, you can begin to enforce your covenant rights to walk in His victory. In the same way you made the decision to accept Jesus as your Savior, you can make the decision to receive Him as healer and live in divine health the rest of your life.
Know with confidence as a born-again believer that it is God's will for you to be healed. It's in your covenant with God. Request your covenant of healing package, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, at kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Our offer this week is a two-book healing package on your covenant of healing. Healing should be alive and well in your life because it's not something that has passed away. No, Jesus is still healing today. God promised it, and He does not break His promises. So, let me ask you, where do you find this kind of healing power? It's in God's Word. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have put together this Healing Promises book, and it's healing scripture after scripture, gathered in four different translations. And we want you to use this to build your faith and to grow your confidence in God. And you can have your own healing word study right there in your own home. So to receive your free book package, go to kcm.org, order it, and we'll get it to you. And I also want to invite you to come to the 40th Southwest Believers Convention. It's August 3rd through the 8th, and it's right here in Fort Worth, Texas. It's going to be six faith-building days of word teaching and praise and worship and prayer, and you need to get ready. Prepare your spirit for a life-changing encounter with God. Let's get together in this. Let's gather in faith. Let's experience God's victory in our lives. So for all of the information, all of the schedules, all the safety measures that we have in place, and our children and youth services, you can find all of that at kcm.org. Make plans to be at that meeting. You don't want to miss it. Now, tomorrow on the broadcast, join Brother Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens again as they explain how every covenant must be activated. This is vital information. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the faithful partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to download or request your free copy of today's broadcast. Continue to grow in your faith in God and believe Him for new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.